As drafting of legislation on abortion moves into its final phase, Fine Gael TD Catherine Byrne has asked the Minister for Health, James Riley, to include an extra provision. This would allow abortion in cases of fatal fetal abnormality. Earlier, she told me why she's asking for such cases to be covered by the bill.
We went to a meeting there during the week there with women who had gone through all this. I was really just struck by about 10 women there who told their story about this beautiful pregnancy that they wanted. And unfortunately, for whatever reasons, they decided to terminate it because the baby wasn't going to live outside the womb once the baby was born. Some of the women had varied at different stages receiving their news, some as early as 20 weeks, some as late as probably 30 weeks. And it was just a nightmare for them. That's what they described it. And they felt that, you know, being asked to leave their own country to travel abroad for to have this pregnancy terminated, they didn't feel was right as Irish citizens. And seemingly the numbers are about 1,500 a year. I'm just struck by the honesty and by the compassion that was in the room with everybody, because you'd have to be a stone not to be torn to tears at listening to the stories. That evening I rang James Riley to talk to him about it, because I felt, you know, this was really something that we should look at, that we shouldn't allow these women have to leave their own country away from their families and their friends. And I just think we need to look again at how we look at these women and how as a country we treat them, sending them abroad.
When you spoke to the Minister, James Riley, after meeting these women who'd been through this, did he give you any indication that this could be, or that he'd consider including this in the bill, an allowance for abortions in cases of fatal fetal abnormality?
He didn't actually. What he said to me was that he had every sympathy for these women, and he felt he did. He was genuine about that, like us all. But in this bill, this wouldn't deal with this. That there would be, and I'm not very good on the law end of things, but that it would be a constitutional law issue. And I asked, well, if that's so, and it can't be dealt this time with this bill, that maybe into the future, before the government finishes in 2016, that we should look at these women. These are Irish citizens. They're women who want their babies, but for whatever reason, the baby isn't going to be brought to life after they've delivered. And, you know, we shouldn't be allowing these women have to go through the torment and torture and the agony and the disappointment of having to, you know, leave their country to be medically looked after. And it's wrong.
And what would you say to those who might hold the view that the Constitution, as it's understood at the moment and applied at the moment, means that a child who is going to die because of a fatal fetal abnormality should nevertheless go to term, and that life should continue up to and after birth, even though it means that child is going to die?
Well, I suppose what I'll say to them is two things. One is, I'm a mother myself. I have four beautiful children, adult children now. And God forbid, if any of those came to me and told me that they had been diagnosed, their baby had been diagnosed with, I know what I would do as a mother. And I wouldn't expect them to continue their pregnancy unless they wanted to. And I would do like most parents have done. Their families journeyed with them to England to have their termination of their pregnancy. I think it's wrong of anybody to ask anybody to carry a fetus for 9 months when they know at the end of the day it's not going to have any kind of life whatsoever.
Well, that's your view now, but do you accept that the political reality, having spoken to the Minister for Health, is that for the present, what you say should happen is not going to happen?
Yeah, it is. That is the political reality at the moment. I did stress with the Minister that he would look at it. And he said that he repeated to me about the constitutional thing, and this bill is not about that. No, I mean, that's fine. If it can't be this time, as I said, maybe into the future, and please God, before the end of 2016, we should look at it again.
When, and I presume it will, is a question of when, an amendment to propose what you say is desirable, when an amendment is proposed by Richard Boyd Barrett, the United Left TD, who was also at that meeting, how will you vote?
Oh, I'll vote with the government on the grounds that I believe that if it's not constitutionally right for it to be in part of this bill, I will vote with the government. I'm a member of government, and I've made that very clear. And I've told the women, You know, I would a support amendment that the government would stand over. Now, if the government can't stand over this for legal reasons, that's fine by me. But at the end of the day, I will lobby after this bill is passed in the House. You need to look at it with some kind of compassion.
And that's Fine Gael TD Catherine Murphy speaking to me earlier this morning. The time on Morning Ireland is exactly 8:30.